My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. Happy Friday, everyone. I hope you have great plans for the weekend, but remember, if they are outside plans, only take your dogs with you if you are able to take them into every building you're going in and never leave them in the car. And always look over your shoulder to see if you have a child or an animal in your back seat. The reason I say that, it just sounds ridiculous to even assume that people would do this, but it's happening every single day all over the country. Can't quite put my finger on it, but just don't do it. It's a bad move, and people are busting windows all over the place and pulling children and animals out of the back seat of cars that are closed up in over 100-degree heat. Ridiculous. The other thing is, if you're going to be out and you're traveling, bring a cooler. Make sure you always have plenty of ice and plenty of water in there, even if it's just a short trip. You never know when you may break down or need water or hydration. That being said, welcome to the Staying Healthy radio show. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, bringing you the relevant topics for today's world, the information that is important to not only help us be healthy, but to get healthy and stay healthy, and to make sure that we have an edge. We have a little bit more information, a little bit more on our game, if you will, and we're able to truly start feeling better than we have in a long, long time. It does take work. There is questions to be asked, and there's changes to be made, and you want to make sure that you're working with the right people for the right situation. Very, very important. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because they are just that kind of group of people. Not only are they in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, but they are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. With that longevity becomes trust and information and education and all of that good stuff. So I think that we really have a better way of getting healthy when we have guidance. Guidance is extremely important, and in a confusing world, today we have information at our fingertips, but disseminating the good information from the bad information, sometimes there's some real work involved there, and we don't know which way to go because human nature will tell us to listen to what we want to hear. Now, that being said, where do we go from here? I mean, what can we do to make our health better and to make us feel better, make us be more energetic and make us and allow us to be better? You want to start with good, solid foundations of information and great quality products. Stay Healthy will help you with all of that. They're a full service store with the best of the best products, a fully packed store with the best of the best, including great education. Next week, I will be at the store on Tuesday and Wednesday from 10 to 2 doing walk-up, sit-down consultations from 10 to 2 on Tuesday and Wednesday. So hopefully you'll stop by. I'd love to chat with you. So some of you have been waiting for a while for me to do these again. But next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, 10 to 2, I will be there. No appointments. We'll just take you one by one, and we'll sit down and give you a 15-minute one-on-one, go through your programs and answer some questions. Can't wait to see a lot of you that have been wanting me to start doing those. So I'll be there for that. And look forward to chatting with you. Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Their webpage, Stay Healthy Las Vegas, is being updated. It's stayhealthylasvegas.com. The $5 off coupon is alive and ready to use. You just enter your email address, and you can print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. But, of course, you can always like them and get to know them and follow them on Facebook. So give them a thumbs up. Well, today we're going to be talking about inflammation. Now, a lot of people think inflammation only has to deal with like arthritis. And I think that's the way we've kind of been taught that what inflammation is all about. But inflammation is a lot more. And it'll be a lot of fun today talking with Karina Toledo on talking about the product line from New Chapter. Karina earned her BS in health innovation and studied herbalism and holistic medicine for over 20 years. With over 12 years of experience working for New Chapter and 8 years prior to health food stores, Karina brings a wealth of knowledge on the natural products industry and supplementation, and her own take on how to approach getting healthy and doing it a way that might be a little bit easier and more successful than you may have done in the past. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Karina.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeff. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, well, welcome back. What's new in your world?
Just enjoying the summer. It's hot outside, but the kids are home for the summer, so I'm just trying to get work done and get out play. But obviously inflammation plays a role in that. I have a lot of joint pain and pain after my son was born, and I think a lot of people deal with that same thing, so I think it's an appropriate topic.
Well, you know, how would you describe inflammation? You know, because I think when I talk to somebody and they'll talk about inflammation, they're always pointing to their joints. But, you know, I have someone that just had a massive eczema flare-up. They went off their diet. They went through a divorce. She had the loss of a child. I mean, it was just a terrible time for her, and her skin was blue-purple. It was just so inflamed. And I said, that is a terrible case of inflammation. She goes, no, it's not arthritis. And I went, no, no. I said, inflammation means something is inflamed. And she just kind of had to wrap her mind around it for a minute, and then she was like, yeah, this is inflammation at its best. And I said, yes. So there's just an example of how we think only joints.
Exactly. And, you know, when we have inflammation in our joints, it hurts because of the nerve endings there. But inflammation is a natural immune response that's happening in all of our cells all the time. But obviously oxidative stress, traumatic experiences, all these different things, injuries create excess inflammation in the body. And that, obviously, we don't always feel. You know, inflammation, obviously, in the skin is very uncomfortable, but a lot of people don't associate it with the same processes that cause pain in the joints. You know, inflammation in the brain has links to Alzheimer's disease, and inflammation in breast tissue and prostate tissue, these enzymes, these inflammatory enzymes, fuel the growth of abnormal cells. So it's heart disease, diabetes, all of these are really have been called the link to them is inflammation, which has been called a silent killer of men and women alike, because essentially we can't feel this inflammation. It's happening in our cells. It is literally the reason that we age. And so it's so important to address it on a daily basis, not just if you have pain, but as a daily protocol.
Okay. Now, let me ask you another question. Is inflammation as prevalent around the world as it is in the United States, or has our standard American diet raised us up to inflammatory levels not seen in other places of the world?
That is a great question, because, you know, so many of us expect that, you know, aging, you just naturally end up with things like osteoarthritis, right? There's these old age diseases. And unfortunately, you know, the United States ranks number 38 in the world for healthy life expectancy. Mm-hmm. Countries like the Japanese, for example, that rank number one, as you pointed out, they have very different diets than us. And certainly one thing that stands apart from many of these cultures that have healthy life expectancy is the inclusion of a diet rich in herbs and spices that are full of antioxidants. So you look at rosemary and oregano from the Mediterranean diet, or turmeric and ginger from Asia, and these spices are time-tested, traditionally used, and have incredible amounts of clinical research on them for their ability to manage inflammation, reduce stress, address antioxidant production in the body, even work on bacteria, have their respiratory tonics, digestive tonics, the list goes on and on. So these herbs and spices are a really beneficial way that we're not currently utilizing in this country to manage our inflammation daily.
Now, when you think inflammation, a lot of people think automatically pharmaceutical anti-inflammatories. And I know a lot of people that have gone the natural route because of those anti-inflammatories didn't react well with their body, or the side effects were too intense, or they weren't able to use them because of stomach upset, or their doctor said, look, it's raising your liver and kidney enzymes. You know, we need to try something different. But, you know, we have learned or been taught or been conditioned to think that the only route for inflammation or anti-inflammatory desensitizing in the body is to only use a pharmaceutical.
Exactly. And now we're, of course, in this opioid crisis for people trying to manage their pain, and then non-steroidal anti-inflammatories cause a host of side effects, as you pointed out, like liver damage, cardiovascular effects, gastrointestinal bleeding. So they're just not safe for long-term use. And that's the beautiful thing about these herbs is that they have side benefits, not side effects. You know, the side, somebody might be taking it for inflammation and pain in the joints, but they're also going to see a side benefit for their heart, their cardiovascular system, for addressing inflammation in the areas that they can't feel it. So, yes, such an important alternative to pharmaceuticals today is this entire natural world of herbs that people are only now beginning to explore in this country.
You know, and the other thing is, it is quite remarkable how we can actually change the status of the inflammatory levels in our body. First of all, starting with just drinking water, and number two, eating an anti-inflammatory diet. I've had many friends that have got to the point where, you know, everything was just kind of out of control, and, you know, they go into the doctor, and then we kind of had a sit down, and I'm just like, you know, I said, you've waited forever to come see me to sit down to talk. And I said, you know, when you're ready to make the changes, I said, we'll talk. And when they usually come to me, they're usually really, really out of control and balance, and the body is so unhealthy. And the first thing I did with most of them is I recommend a Mediterranean diet because it's an anti-inflammatory diet. And the anti-inflammatory diet is amazing because it's really not as much about what you are eating, but it's more about all the things that you've kicked to the curb that you are no longer allowing at the table. And those things are gone. And then you increase healthy oils, and then you bring in healthy herbs and natural anti-inflammatories and all the omega-3s and all that good stuff. And then you see them a month, 2 months, 3 months later, and their body has gone through a metamorphosis. And, you know, they're totally on board that now because they're finally feeling like they haven't felt in a decade or more. But that initial plunge, kicking and screaming, you know, and just oh my Lord,
it's hard to change our patterns, for sure, especially if we're not going to see these immediate results. And that's why, as you point out, when people do see these results, you know, they're willing to stick with that program. And you know, this chronic low-grade inflammation, it does present itself in all these different little ways, and it's essentially just the body's become overburdened because of pollutants, either lifestyle choice pollutants, you know, bad dietary fats, fast food products. Obviously, excess things like exercise can create injury and create inflammation. But another important thing to, you know, to point out is the environmental impact. So environmental pollution triggers this immune response as well and causes excess inflammation. And so sometimes just changing the diet, it takes enough of that burden off that people have these immediately miraculous results.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Zyflamen today. This has been probably my favorite anti-inflammatory product for a long time. And when I first started using it, I wasn't even using it for inflammation. I was using it because of the benefit in the body and the balancing effects and, you know, the anti-inflammatory benefits that were there and working on things that I couldn't see happening because they may not have festered into a gigantic, you know, terrible out of control situation yet. And I've been on it for a very long time and I recommend it very, very highly. And it is a product that I will say every single time is way ahead of its time and always has been.
Absolutely. You know, Zyflamen was launched by New Chapter at a time when, again, most people weren't even thinking about inflammation. And yes, they associated pain, you know, with inflammation, but certainly the science wasn't even really out yet in terms of the impact that inflammation had on all these other diseases. And so it was definitely ahead of its time. And because of that, New Chapter, you know, invested heavily and partnered with a lot of different universities to help study Zyflamen and its role in the body, because, you know, Zyflamen was launched at a time when Western Medical was really researching and investigating the role that these inflammatory enzymes play in these disease progressions. So Zyflamen is backed by more clinical research than any other herbal formula in the natural industry. It is all-time one of my favorites as well.
You know, the other part of that is, and I know you just mentioned it, and I think I'm kind of alluding to it as well, that because of what makes up that product and what it brings to the body, you do not have to be stricken down with inflammatory, out-of-control situation. There's preventive benefits. There's nutritional benefits. There's balancing benefits. There's circulatory benefits. There's just enhancement to help things within the body work better. I mean, I consider it to be something that I'd put in my top 10 Like if somebody gave me a top 10 list of things that I would recommend, it's always in there. And it's in there just because I think it brings a lot to the table. You know, I was talking to someone the other day and they were taking all these weird supplements that made no sense and we had to change their diet. And I said, imagine a dinner table in a big dining room. And I said, every one of those chairs right now is one of your supplements. And we go through them one by one. How many of those 10 chairs are going to have something that we're going to want to keep? And by the time we talked about them, the only thing we left there was a really good quality omega-3 that they were taking. Because everything else made no sense to what they were going through. And I said, just because you're taking them, you can't wish them to work well or to be high quality or to do something good for you. You need to bring the good things in. I said, now let's talk about your diet. I said, you've got junk food here. You've got deep fried foods. You've got gravies. You've got sauces. You've got trans fats. You've got hydrogenated oils. And I said, these are the people that are the people at your table, if you will. I said, so how many of them should we kick to the curb? And we kicked them all to the curb. I said, we need to start out with the first chair being fresh fruit. And then we have vegetables. And then we want to go healthy protein. And then healthy, good quality carbohydrates. And by the time we got done, I said, now this is a party you would like to have at your table. Because they're bringing something to the table. I don't know, something clicked. And, you know, it just kind of made more sense at that point in time. And they were on board. And they got the supplements. And they went home and got rid of all the junk and brought in all the good, healthy food. And a couple of weeks into it, you know, you get an email from someone saying, oh, my goodness, what a difference. And I'm like, you know, the old thing used to say, we are what we eat. But we also are what we digest, what we process, what we assimilate, what is made available to our body. But it needs to be good quality before we even get it to the table.
Exactly. And, you know, you look at areas like in India and they've got 6-month-old babies eating these curries. And, you know, they eat the standard diet that everyone's eating. And we have this tendency to start carb loading. I certainly even do it with my kids. And then these are trends that last into adulthood. And, you know, not to mention, obviously, all the junk food onslaught. So, you know, I always talk on this show about how much I love golden milk. It's a great way to introduce a little bit of turmeric in your diet every single day. And you basically just mix a little turmeric powder with some warm milk. You can add some honey, any milk of your choice. You know, you don't want to get it too hot. You don't want it to be boiling, obviously, but just a little bit warm to dissolve that turmeric. It's a great thing to drink daily. New Chapter's fermented turmeric powder mixes in really, really effortlessly and is actually higher in the curcuminoids. You know, but when it comes to inflammation and pain, you know, these daily amounts of foods are beneficial, but as you point out, they take a long time to make it an impact, you know, in a deep way. Obviously, changing food can happen quickly, but the herbs and spices, this antioxidant-rich activity, it takes a longer term to have an impact, right? So New Chapter Zyphelman delivers a concentrated amount of these 10 clinically researched herbs through Supercritical, which is a carbon dioxide extraction that enables us to press out and concentrate the oils, these delicate oils of the plant, which really aren't captured in any other way unless you're eating it fresh. Because dry powdered turmeric, the oils degrade over time. They just don't stand up, right? And you're not concentrating enough of them in a powdered form. So what makes Zyphelman, you know, so effective is that it is an incredibly concentrated dose of these full-spectrum herbs, just the way they were eaten in traditional diets, but in a clinical dose, right, a really high potency, which is what most people need.
The other thing is, you know, people will ask me all the time, they'll say, I'm taking, you know, one or two Zyphelman every single day, but I recently was in a car accident or I had a slip and fall or I had a flare up of my lupus or fibromyalgia or whatever. And, you know, I showed it to my doctor and my doctor said, you know, it's fine. They wanted to put me on an anti-inflammatory. And I said, I would rather just take more of this. And the doctors are like, okay, if it works for you, that's fine. Here's a prescription for the anti-inflammatory just in case you need it. Is it okay to periodically increase the dosage if necessary, you know, when you're going through times of trouble and, you know, flare-ups, if you will?
Absolutely. Acute issues sometimes require a little bit more. And, you know, again, we always recommend to, you know, work with the dosage on the label. But and the thing to keep in mind with Zyphelman is that it's backed by human clinical research that was done on just 2 a day. So 2 a day really is that clinical dosage. But during times of acute issues, oxidative stress, pain, inflammation, you know, certainly in herbalism, a loading dose is appropriate where you take a little bit more of that product for a period of time to really tackle that acute issue and bring those symptoms down immediately. And then it's effective to take a lower dose on an ongoing basis. And Zyphelman certainly is that way as well. Most people that are looking for a product are coming from taking you know, pharmaceutical anti-inflammatories, and they certainly are not going to get the exact same results with herbs. And so they're going to need to take a little bit more because it's going to modulate, not inhibit, all those inflammatory responses, which is good. We don't want to stop the response because that's what creates side effects. But modulating multiple pathways, multiple inflammatory pathways, allows the body to adapt and recover and heal. It's a safe way to manage inflammation, but it also reduces pain, but it just takes a little bit longer.
Do you ever think we ever get to the point when our body just gets used to it and we need to take a break? I've never noticed that. And, you know, I try to tell people, I say, you know, your body's going to every single day do a job. And if you give it great tools to work with every single day, that job will be done more successfully.
Absolutely. Zeiflemin is an herbal multi. It's not something that you just take when you have pain. It's something that is safe and effective to take every day, all the time, because these herbs and spices have an incredible preventative and protective effect on the body, you know, when it comes to disease risk. And so ongoing every day is a great way to take them. It's, you know, most of us don't eat herbs and spices on a regular basis in our food, or at least in enough concentrated amounts. And so that's really the solution this formula offers for people, is making sure that they're incorporating these antioxidant-rich spices to address inflammation.
You know, somebody just chimed in. She said, I've been in pain for a long time, and my husband picked me up a bottle of the Zeiflemin Whole Body, and I started using it about 2 months ago, and I was very, very shocked at how much better I felt. And I have all kinds of joint and inflammatory problems that are so much better. But when I noticed it the most is I have plantar fasciitis, and every morning that I would get out of bed, I would have to hobble across the floor for the first half hour until things stretched out and then I could walk okay. And after being on it for 2 weeks, I got out of bed and walked to the bathroom and came back and sat down on the edge of the bed, and it hit me that my feet didn't hurt. So I'm listening to you right now. I've got my friends tuning in, and I will let them know that this podcast is available, because I've been telling people to try the Zeiflemin. Why do they want to suffer when they may not have to? Thanks for your show.
Oh, thank you so much for that testimonial. It's incredible. I love hearing that feedback, because Zeiflemin has absolutely changed lives. It is, you know, and anyone who's interested in the research on Zeiflemin, I encourage you to go to the website, the National Library of Medicine, www.pubmed.gov. You can type in Zeiflemin right in the search engine, and all the published studies on Zeiflemin will pop up. Incredible research on it for inflammation in the whole body, hence the name. So, yes, it has been clinically researched as an herbal approach to pain. There's a WOMAC test, a human clinical that pharmaceuticals often use, that documented it increased joint mobility, flexibility, reduced pain upon walking. But then it has these other incredible benefits, as you mentioned earlier, like cardiovascular health. You know, it's reducing C-reactive protein, which is inflammation in the arteries. It's really been strongly addressed for, as called a chemo preventative, to address abnormal cell growth. And there's actually a human clinical that was done on Zeiflemin for abnormal cells in the prostate. So men with a high PIN, this precancerous prostate situation, went into a human clinical trial there, and Zeiflemin was studied with excellent results. So there's a broad range of reasons why this product is something that I think everybody should take every single day, all the time.
Somebody just chimed in, and she said, my teenager, who is 17, is very athletic and has just been complaining about some lower back problems. 17, is it too young to give him some of my Zeiflemin?
You know, actually, no. I mean, a lot of it is based on weight, you know, and certainly size. But 17 years old would be a fine age to take Zeiflemin. And I think the way that so many of these young kids are pushing it, you know, young girls in gymnastics and all the sports, it's incredible. But we really want to make sure that we're managing that inflammation for them. And if they're able to swallow a pill, we even make a Zeiflemin easy swallow that you could adjust the dosage accordingly. If you wanted to start out really low, you could just do one of those, because it takes two to equal one of the full-size Zeiflemin capsules. So, yeah, I definitely don't think 17 is too young. I think so many of these kids are going to suffer later in life if they're not addressing inflammation early on, especially when you look at the role that inflammation plays in osteoporosis, for example. And calcium depletion is so common because we're deficient in our diet, and then we're adding in all this extra impact, and that inflammation is just causing an accelerated breakdown of bone as we age.
With food or without food, do you have a preference?
Yeah, Zyphaline I actually prefer with food. I do recommend it. Excuse me, with food.
I've done it both.
So in theory, do not need to be taken with food. But Zyphaline is so concentrated through this dual extraction that it can create a little bit of a warming response in the stomach, and some people are not accustomed to these spicy herbs, and so we want to make sure that they're not having any discomfort that they might think something is wrong. So it is safe to take on an empty stomach if you can tolerate it, but, you know, oftentimes I recommend just starting out one with food just to see how your response is to it.
Here's another question. It says, I've been on anti-inflammatories for a while because I have lupus and fibromyalgia. I use them once in a while. I try to take them a couple times a week. Could I use the Zyphaline without having to completely discontinue those? A couple times a week really kind of helps me stay functioning. Maybe I might not need them down the road, but will they fight each other? That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know of any contraindications with those pharmaceuticals and Zyphaline, but you really need to check with your doctor or your pharmacist. I find that pharmacists are so knowledgeable on contraindications when it comes to herbs because they have to be, right? Most pharmacies are selling herbs these days. So pharmacists can be great resources of information for the safety and contraindications present. All that I'm aware of is blood-thinning medication. Can definitely interfere, I should say Zyphaline could potentially interfere with blood-thinning medication because many of these herbs in Zyphaline, the green tea and the ginger and the rosemary, they work to thin the blood, so they can actually enhance the efficacy. So many doctors are also willing to work with you, and if that isn't even an issue, monitoring, you know, your blood work when you're taking the product and adjusting your other medicine accordingly. So I've talked to a lot of amazing doctors who actually are working with patients that want to take products like Zyphaline and turmeric that have to take pharmaceuticals, and they're able to work with them. So definitely contact your doctor or pharmacist and see how that protocol works in. But Zyphaline would be an excellent go-to because it regulates the immune response. And that's the problem with autoimmune diseases that are inflammatory-related is they're becoming more common because the immune system is just overburdened, and we are devoid of antioxidants, and essentially this body burden is causing this chronic low-grade inflammation, and autoimmune dysfunction is exactly that. The immune system is out of balance, not functioning properly. It's the inflammatory process is affected. So pain, inflammation, all of that is common when you have immune dysfunction, and Zyphaline actually works on the immune response to inflammation, the starting point of inflammation, so to speak, not just the symptoms, but it's actually working on the root cause of inflammation as it turns on related to gene expression. So it's such a great formula.
We're talking with Karina Toledo today representing New Chapter. Remember, you can check out all the New Chapter products every single day at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. We're talking inflammation today. Make sure you check out the Zyphaline and their turmeric products. They're awesome. $3 off coupon you can use on any of the Zyphaline products. And, of course, all your questions can be answered by the most amazing, knowledgeable staff in the business at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. We'll be right back with my wonderful friend and educator extraordinaire, Karina Toledo. Don't go away.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Pulmega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Pulmega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamen. Zyflamen is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamen has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamen for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. Remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out all of the products from New Chapter, and don't forget to ask for your $3 off coupon to use on your Zyflamen purchase. Any questions you may have on the line, they can be definitely answered at the store. And you may feel a lot better by getting those questions answered. I got to tell you, great products that Stay Healthy. That's all they carry, is the best of the best. And obviously, New Chapter is in that best of the best line. We're talking today with Karina Toledo, and we're talking about inflammation. Somebody just chimed in and they said, is there any age limits that we cannot use Zyflamen? Obviously, I'm going to share this with my grandfather's physician, who is very nutritionally oriented. He's in his early 80s, but has a lot of inflammation in his back and hips. Would love him to try this. Have you heard of people that age bracket using Zyflamen?
Yes, absolutely. There is no age max that this product would not be effective for someone and safe for them. Younger ages is just where you get into that. We don't have any research for, you know, kids. So that's why I mentioned earlier the 17-year-old that's, you know, over 100 pounds is absolutely fine. But when you're looking at younger kids, it's not, Zyflamen is just not appropriate. It's better to go into the New Chapter fermented turmeric or, you know, some of our other fermented powders that are more of the whole rhizome. That said, Zyflamen does deliver the whole herb. It's just such a concentrated dose. It's just too much for a little person, but definitely elderly people, all ages, can really benefit from these herbs. And New Chapter does something unique with Zyflamen because we deliver the full spectrum. So we're delivering all of the constituents present in that herb, just like native cultures eat these herbs fresh and in their diet. But we just concentrate them through supercritical and high-pressure aqueous extraction. So it's the highest delivery of concentrated activity.
I see. Do men and women respond equally?
Oh, that's an interesting question. You know, I think every body responds differently. Some people, as we mentioned earlier with the loading dose, have definitely talked to some people that were taking Zyflamen and they didn't have the results immediately on the areas they thought it would, maybe their pain, but all of a sudden their blood markers were improving. So the product will go to work where you really need it most for inflammation, and that could be immediately in response to an injury in your ankle or your knee, or it could take more time. So really working with the dosage that's appropriate to address the symptoms that you have in the moment, but just know that the product is working in the body either way.
Someone just wanted to know that if they are traveling and carrying these with them, should they do anything different when they're traveling? I mean, do you use more if you're going to be more active? You're going to be exposed to a lot of different things. I think their question is, I'm reading through right here. Oh, it says, because I get sore traveling, can I just increase my dosage just for the time I'm traveling and then lower it back down when I come home? Oh, I see where they were going.
Absolutely. I think that sounds like a great strategy, and that person obviously knows their system and their body, and there's times when we need more support. There's times when we have more exposure to injury, and injury being, you know, not just twisting your knee or, you know, inflammation building up in the joints that you can feel, but breathing in air pollution causes an injury that the body creates inflammation to heal. And this is the problem, is that we're an onslaught of environmental pollutants and lifestyle factors that are creating this chronic inflammation in the body that we need to do something every day to address it and support it. And sometimes we do need a little bit more.
Mm. You know, one of the things that I am interested in doing is providing people with hope. And, you know, and I think sometimes we lose our focus only because of the fact that we're frustrated or we have a bad success. And, you know, we might try something on a whim and not ask enough questions and not get, you know, completely healed and perfectly normal in 24 hours, you know, like we're used to do. We want to, you know, we want the magic wand. Mm-hmm. But I think Zyflamed is one of those things that I can safely feel comfortable with telling people that you will notice the effects very, very quickly. And I've always felt good recommending that, you know, it's not going to take you months and months and months to notice a difference. You're going to notice something in a shorter period of time, definitely not overnight, but in a shorter period of time. And I've never had anybody been unhappy with it.
Absolutely. The formula has changed lives. I mean, I love reading all the testimonials. People send them their healing stories and just personal testimonials from my family members and people that have come to depend on these products because, you know, it has literally changed their entire body. Just like changing the diet can have an impact, adding these herbs and spices is creating these profound antioxidant effects that enable proper detoxification of everything that you're exposed to. And Zyflamed, again, is unique because we're not focusing just on single herb constituents. So you look at turmeric as this incredibly popular herb right now for inflammation. Most people are focusing in just on curcumin, and curcumin is only about 3% of the whole turmeric rhizome, but most companies are spiking it to 95% using solvents because they want this high potency, right? But New Chapter's philosophy is the synergy of whole foods is really what heals, and you don't need mega doses of curcumin when you deliver the whole plant together, and mega doses of curcumin don't absorb very well anyway, which is why companies then add in another solvent extracted compound, bioperine, which comes from black pepper. And black pepper, interestingly enough, in Ayurvedic medicine is contraindicated with inflammation. You're not supposed to take black pepper if you have a lot of heat and inflammation in the body. So there are many cultures that eat turmeric without black pepper that get the full benefits of it. But it takes delivering the whole herb, which has these oily compounds, these turmerones, which have been found to enhance the absorption of the curcumin sixfold, 600% enhanced absorption when those oils are present. So New Chapter's delivery system and our extraction methods concentrate those oils so that you're getting maximum utilization with the exact ratios of these constituents that nature delivers, just in a concentrated dose.
You know, the other part of this as well, you know, is a lot of people are getting confused between using the Zyflamed whole body, but they also still want to use, let's say, your turmeric force. They want to use both. Can they use both?
Yes, that's my personal favorite mm-hmm. protocol, is actually two Zyflamed a day with one extra turmeric. And turmeric is such an incredible herb for so many different things, cholesterol levels, liver health. Skin is a really big one that turmeric really supports. You mentioned your client with eczema earlier. I've struggled with psoriasis, autoimmune, and turmeric really changed my life when I started taking that regularly. A lot of people that want to take formulas for inflammation go to turmeric, but as it turns out, though, ginger actually has more science. So on pain and inflammation, especially muscle pain. And so Zyflamed really has a little bit higher amount of ginger, and so I don't want to neglect that formula in my protocol, but I love some extra turmeric as well, especially in the hot months, because turmeric can be a little bit more cooling than ginger. So yeah, two a day of Zyflamed, one turmeric has been my recipe for success. So these are safe to experiment with and take together, absolutely.
If you're taking a good multiple vitamin, say you're taking one of the New Chapter multivitamins, you're doing the whole mega, you're using a couple really good products, and you feel comfortable with the line, can you throw the Zyflamed along with it? Does it play well with others, or is it kind of a loner and needs to be taken alone?
Yeah, no, it does play well with others. I actually, I would love to say that I spread out my vitamins throughout the day because I still think that's a great way to do it, especially your calcium if you can spread out your bone strength throughout the day. But many of us, myself included, I end up just taking a handful of pills at the end of the day because I forget, or at the beginning of the day so I don't forget. And Zyphalin absolutely plays well with other products. In fact, I love taking it with my fish oil. We have research, New Chapter's research, that they enhance the efficacy of each other. Same thing with Zyphalin and bone strength. They actually work together. Many of these herbs, turmeric and ginger, enhance cellular utilization of these other nutrients already. They drive absorption. And so these are, just like people take black pepper to, you know, irritate the stomach lining to drive absorption, holistic herbs and whole herbs like ginger naturally do that. And so they act as enzymes. If you're taking your fish oil and maybe you need a little bit more digestive support because it's a lot of oil. So the turmeric and ginger and Zyphalin really help the whole mega digest and break down even better, and your multis.
Another question just came in. It says, okay, it says, I am an athlete trainer, and I've been training for a long time, and I recommend some of my clients to use the Zyphalin, but I started myself using it. I kept thinking to myself, why am I forgetting about me? So I've been at it for about 3 months and love the product. Thank you for your show. I'm going to have all of my clients tune in and listen to the podcast.
Excellent. I know we often forget to take care of ourselves. My husband, just as a personal story, has had, you know, had back surgery a couple of years ago, and he actually used Zyphalin alone without naproxen or naproxen, and I mean, it was a huge testament to the efficacy of the product. But, you know, it reminded me that I hadn't been taking it for so long consistently either, because I didn't have that much pain. And oftentimes, we don't necessarily go to something until we're at our wits' end, but taking these herbs as a preventative is a great way to make sure we never get to that point.
Another question just came in. It says, I've been using the Zyphalin for a while because I'm a massage therapist, and I was starting to have a lot of pain in my shoulders, my neck, and my arms. I work on a lot of older people, and some of them, it's just a lot harder to adjust them and keep them on the table. Many of them need a lot of help getting up and down. So I'm lifting as well as doing my massage work, and I do a lot of deep tissue on a lot of athletes. It's been amazing for me. I can't take traditional anti-inflammatories because they hurt my stomach. So I'm hearing you right now. Just thought I'd pass on my 2 cents. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, keep taking it. And I did want to mention, too, just that synergistic effect of taking bone strength as well. And calcium is not just for building bone. Calcium is incredibly important for all functions in the body, but especially muscle function and nerve function. And considering the line of work, it's definitely going to put a stress on your nervous system as well and your nerves. And so bone strength can actually really help Zyphalin work better and vice versa. Zyphalin can enhance the efficacy of bone strength for inflammation. So New Chapter's bone strength comes from this red mineral algae from Iceland that actually has human clinical research on joint mobility and flexibility as well. So it's a formula that's not just for building bone, delivering calcium, but it actually helps with pain and inflammation as well. So great taken together if you were looking for a protocol to add something new in.
Remind everybody to make sure you ask for your $3 off coupon for the Zyphalin that you can pick up at Stay Healthy. A couple other formulas that you have in the mix. I mean, you have a couple other, we have time to talk about some of the other Zyphalin formulas, the whole body we've been talking about, but there are other ones as well, and they're quite effective.
Yeah, Zyphalin Whole Body is our go-to. It has the most clinical research, but there are some herbs in there that can be stimulating for people. There's a little bit of green tea in there, and certainly some people are very sensitive to caffeine. And so we have a Zyphalin nighttime formula that actually removes any of the stimulating herbs. So there's no green tea in there. There's no rosemary. There is higher amounts of hops and holy basil and a lot more of these soothing herbs, as well as the addition of a small amount of supercritical valerian oil so that you're really helping to get into these deep sleep cycles that help to heal and rejuvenate the body. If you're not getting into those deep sleep cycles, then you're not addressing inflammation properly, period. So sleep is incredibly important. It's part of your regimen. And so Zyphalin, if you're sensitive to caffeine, the nighttime formula can be taken certainly at night, but I've even taken it during the day. Valerian is often used as a muscle relaxant in other herbal formulas. So for people that are in a lot of pain, that formula might be a great go-to during the day. Single turmeric is also another great incredible herb to take and add to any of those regimens. We have a golden black seed that's for inflammation now as well. That's a combination of turmeric and black cumin seed. Black cumin seed has been used around the world for inflammation for centuries, especially in the Middle East. And it's one of our newer formulas that is also researched for metabolic syndrome, which is a whole nother host of health issues, but again, linked to inflammation, because metabolic syndrome is made up of four different health conditions. You look at obesity and diabetes and high cholesterol, and essentially you have metabolic syndrome. So that formula is great for inflammation, pain, metabolic syndrome. And then we have a Zeifman prostate as well. I'm trying to think of what other Zeifman formulas we have. Zeifman prostate is a combination of our top-selling prostate 5LX, which includes the saw palmetto, research to reduce the enzymes that are linked to BPH and prostate swelling. And then we combine that with Zeifelman, which is researched for the inflammatory pathways COX and LOX. That's been studied at Columbia University. So it's a combination of those two blends together make our premier prostate formula in Zeifelman. So a lot of options to choose from.
You know, I think that, you know, like I said, you know, I think this formula among a lot of the other formulas were way ahead of their time. And it is interesting. You know, you go back 10 years, maybe 15 years, we didn't talk about inflammation very much back then. I mean, hardly at all. And I mean, the things that we talk about today are definitely not things or to the degree that we talked about them way back when. But, you know, it just kind of lets us, you know, be aware of where we were and where we've gone. If you go back 20 years and you look, the diet was much better. And today it's much worse. Obesity is worse. Inflammation is worse. Stress is worse. Lack of sleep, inactivity. We have more younger people with blood pressure, cholesterol, triglyceride problems, cardiovascular problems, blood sugar, blood pressure, heart disease. So we really haven't gone down very many healthy roads, even with all the knowledge at our fingertips. And the thing is, everything that we're suffering with today, every single health problem or health condition is negatively affected by out-of-control, mismanaged inflammation.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's
incredible. Ugh. Yeah, and we didn't know that, as you said, 10 years ago. It's incredible how the science is evolving and changing, and it's incredible to see companies like New Chapter that are really trying to create formulas to match that science.
You know, I was having a chat with a friend the other day, and we were talking about inflammation, and he has eczema, which flares up on him, and he also has ulcerative colitis. And so we started talking about inflammation. He said, well, he was in the middle of a major flare-up with both, and I just said, you know, we have to address the inflammation. He goes, well, I don't have inflammation. I have irritable bowel problems and eczema. And I said, what do you think is lighting the fuse? I said, what do you think is leading you down that road? I said, inflammation is necessary, but it has to be managed. I said, yours is not being managed. It's like a kid in a China store going in and having free run to knock all the dishes off the shelves.
Exactly. It's snowball effect.
Mm-hmm.
And we see it in one area and then it shows up somewhere else. And itis is inflammation. So anytime, and you know, anyone hears the term itis, that's referring to inflammation. It's happening in all of our cells all the time. But when it gets out of control, that's of course when we see these massive health issues, and they just keep accumulating in this country. It keeps getting worse.
I'm actually reading this one right now really quick. It says, I'm a dealer at a hotel and I get a lot of inflammation in my shoulders and my wrist. My friend actually yesterday just told me about this Zeifelman. I'm going to pick some up and stay healthy this weekend. He said he's been using it for a couple of months and his hands and his shoulders and his wrists do not hurt like they did before. Repetitive work, I guess. Maybe that's what the problem is. So I'm going to give it a shot. Thank you for giving me the information and running with it. It's so crazy. I haven't heard your show in about a month, and today's the day you're talking about something that we talked about yesterday.
Awesome. Yeah, inflammation should be coming up in everyone's conversation every day, because if you're not concerned about pain or don't have pain, you are likely concerned about aging. We all want to age, you know, gracefully and healthily, and essentially premature aging is what's happening because of this oxidative stress and inflammation. It's happening on the inside, it's happening on the outside to our skin, and the best way to address that is chronic ongoing use of these beneficial herbs and spices. Turmeric, ginger, rosemary, holy basil, time-tested herbs, all delivered in Zeifelman. incredible research on it for whole body inflammation where you feel, of course, like in the joints, but where you don't, in the heart tissue, in the brain, in the gut. It is a powerful formula for managing daily inflammation. I love hearing testaments about it.
Well, I can't thank you enough for being here today, and it is always my pleasure to have you on the show, and you're talking about a line of products that I really, really, really enjoy and have a lot of faith in. One, the consistency of the formulations, two, the integrity of the formulations, and definitely just because they work so well. I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in.
Thanks, Karina.
Have a great day.
My wonderful guest today, Karina Toledo, representing New Chapter. If you haven't tried the products from New Chapter, you should check them out. They definitely have and bring a lot of great stuff to the table. Amazing formulations. I remember when Paul Schulich was putting these formulas out and people were like, what are you doing? I mean, this is not stuff we talk about. You know what? But he held strong to his convictions and he put out these amazing products. Like I said, you know, we both said long before their time, did they pop up into our industry and have been very successful ever since. So when you go to Stay Healthy, bring your questions with you and talk to the most amazing, knowledgeable staff that you've ever had the pleasure to work with. Today, it is about education. It is about information. It's about learning, and it's about being able to get proper, up-to-date, honest, true-to-form information. Because information itself, not a big deal. You can get that anywhere. Truthful information, that's the stuff that we have to find. It's hard to find, too. And the reason it is because there is so much information out there, and most people, most companies, know that if they say the right things, you know, you're going to go in that direction because they're spending a lot of time saying the things that we want to hear. Now, of course, we want to hear that it's going to make everything go away and be everything's going to be perfect and they're going to wave the magic wand and all the problems are going to disappear and we're never going to have the problems again. Yes, we all want to hear that. I want to hear that. But that magic wand doesn't exist. Hard work, lifestyle changes, dietary changes, supplement additions, and sometimes even getting our head geared in the right direction. These are all important things that we truly do have to focus on. Take the time to become part of this amazing place called Stay Healthy, because they're going to keep you up to date. They're going to stay with you to make sure that you're getting the right products for the right situation. And they listen. How amazing is that? They actually listen and allow you to give them information to work with so they can help you spell out a plan. They can make sure that you've got what you need to be able to feel better than you have in a long time. I mean, who does not want to feel better, have more energy, be in less pain, get a better night's rest, have a body that's not inflamed and sore and irritated all the time, to be happy in your own skin, in your own clothes, and out of your clothes, who in a better mood and less anxious and less irritated and less hormonal? I mean, my goodness, I just spelled out most of the nation. We all have these things. We all have these problems. That's just life. How we deal with them, how we approach a fix or a balancing or, you know, a way to work around it or a way to build your body so that your body naturally puts things in sync, that's up to you. We have great choices. Stay Healthy is one of those great choices. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their new in construction or under construction webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. The $5 off coupon is live. Just enter your email address, print the coupon, use it on your next $50 purchase. It's up and running. Of course, you can always stay in touch with them. I recommend you liking them on Facebook. That way you stay in touch, and you can also make sure you got the information you need to work with them. Remember, tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting, all my shows and my awesome producer put my shows on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Have a great weekend, everyone. Be well. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.